Hi, this is Danatica, and welcome to Would You Rather Not. Okay, so I'm going to go through 10 questions. Question 1. Would you rather always be 10 minutes late or 20 minutes early? I'd rather always be 20 minutes early because if I'm 10 minutes late, then that's unacceptable. You could be late for anything. You could be late for an interview. You could be late for school. You can go so wrong with being late, but you can never go wrong with being early. Early look good. Early is good. Question 2. Would you rather to be able to see 10 minutes into your future or 10 minutes into everyone else's future but your own? I'd rather see 10 minutes into my future because I don't care what everybody else got going on. Like, it's sound messed up, but I really don't. I'd rather be able to, like, see what's going to happen to me, because what if it's going to rain and I don't have an umbrella? I could go grab an umbrella. Or what if I get a scratch off and I can hit the lottery or something? Or what if I could see myself watching the lottery 10 minutes into the future, and then I can go play the lottery and then I can win the lottery? Like, that's beneficial to me. Seeing 10 minutes into everybody else's future, not beneficial to me. I don't really care that much. And, yeah. Question 3. Would you rather be famous when you're alive, forgotten when you die, or unknown when you are alive, but famous after you die? Well, I would rather be famous when I'm alive. And I know most people want to be, like, legendary when they die, and they want people to remember them. But that's not me. I want to be famous now. Like, I want to feel it now. And if I'm famous now, then I could be rich. Because even if you famous without being rich, you can make yourself rich. Because you know a lot of people. Well, a lot of people know you. And you got a lot of fans. So, you could do anything. Like, you could start being an entrepreneur and people will really buy your stuff. Because you have a large fan base. A lot of people know you. They would just buy it just because. Like, you have the attention of a lot of people. But when you're famous, when you're dead, your name will always be out there somewhere. But it's not beneficial. Question 4. Would you rather your shirts be always two sizes too big or one size too small? I would rather my stuff be a size too small, because two sizes too big, I don't know, that's just overdoing it. But if they too small, I could just wear them as belly tops all the time. People will be wondering, like, why does she always got on the belly top? Because my shirt is a size too small. But if it's two sizes too big, it's going to look like a big t-shirt dress and go all the way down to my knees. And that's so inconvenient. Like, what if I'm trying to go to an interview or something, and my shirt all the way to my knees? And, like, why is her shirt all the way to her knees? Like, it's just inconvenient to me. Question 5. Would you rather be the general public think you are a horrible person, but your family be very proud of you, or your family think you are a horrible person, but the general public be very proud of you? I would rather the general public be proud of me and my family think I'm a horrible person, because, like, my family can't make me no money. Like, that's just the bottom line. They can't make me no money. But the general public can do everything for me. If the general public hates you, then you really can't make it if everybody hates you in public. You won't get a job. You probably won't be able to get a loan for a car or a house. Like, you can go so wrong with the general public hating you. My family, yeah, I love my family, but they can't do nothing for me. Question 8. Would you rather never use social media site apps again or never watch another movie or TV show? I'd rather never watch another movie or TV show, because I barely watch movies and TV shows now. I'm usually always on social media. I'm always on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, any of those. Like, those is my top 4 entertainment sources. TVs and movies, I don't, I don't ever watch it ever. Unless I see like a good preview for a good movie, then I watch it. And then if I'm watching TV, I'm probably watching Netflix. And if I'm watching Netflix, then I'm binge watching something like 13 Reasons Why or something. You know, something that's real popping that everybody wants you to watch. You know, something everybody talking about. That's about the only time I watch TV. Other than that, I'm on my phone, on social media, tweeting, Snapchatting, Instagram and Facebook, and you know, stuff like that. I got a social media addiction. I really do. Anywho, question 7. Oops, I gave y'all the wrong question number. It's okay. But this is question 7, the real question 7. Would you rather be the first person to explore a planet or be the inventor of a drug that cures a deadly disease? Okay. I would rather be an inventor of a drug that cures a deadly disease because exploring planets is not my thing. Like, it's not beneficial to me. I don't care about exploring planets. I'm not into science. I'm not into space. So that's not nothing beneficial to me. That's not nothing that I would be proud of because I wouldn't like doing it. And if you explore a planet, that's like just something for yourself. But if you cure a deadly disease, that's helping so many people. You could be helping millions of people. And I like to help people. So I would want to cure the deadly disease. Something like cancer. I would really like to cure cancer. But I'm not going to go into science, so. Yeah. Question 8. Would you rather be completely invisible for one day or be able to fly for one day? I would rather be completely invisible because I don't want to be flying in the air and then just get hit by a plane or something. And then I would spend most of my day wanting to, like, fly, wanting to fly because I won't fly because I'll be scared to fly. And by the time I'm done flying, I'll probably have like 2 hours left in my day. You know, 2 hours of flying. Because I spend most of the day scared to even start. And if I was invisible, I could do so much stuff. I could ear hustle and, you know, listen on people's conversations. I could scare my family and my friends and act like I'm a ghost. And, like, knock cups over and stuff. And open and close the blinds, turn the lights on and off, and make them think they're going crazy and ain't got a ghost in the house. Like, that's the type of stuff you can do if you're invisible. I would really like to be invisible for a day. Question 9. Would you rather be poor but help people or become incredibly rich by hurting people? I know this is going to sound messed up, but I would rather be incredibly rich by hurting people. I don't want to... How do I say this? Like, I'm just not going to say it. But I just rather be rich. I know it's messed up that people... I don't even know how to say it. Like, listen, I just rather be rich for hurting people because I don't care about nobody else. That's how I'm going to say it. I don't care about nobody else. Like, I do, but at the same time, I care about myself more. And I'd rather be rich. I don't care who I hurt. I just want to be rich. And poor can't get me nowhere. Poor can make me live a happy life. I know some people say happiness is not with money, but it is. Money can buy me happiness. So I'd rather be incredibly rich by hurting people. They'll get over it. And a final question, question 10. Would you rather know when you are going to die or how you are going to die? You can't change the time or method of your death. See, this is a hard one. But I would rather know when I'm going to die because then I can give me a bucket list, like things to do before I die list. I could do that and I can do it all before I die so I won't die like not doing stuff that I wanted to do. I have everything done and then get ready to die. Like, you know how you just do everything you need to do and then you get ready for bed? Like that. I could do that. But if I know how I was going to die, that's not beneficial to me at all. Like, it can't help me out with nothing because I'm still going to die. I can't stop it. But thanks for listening to Would You Rather Not, episode 1.